How's it going? All right, good, good, good. Yeah, not bad, not bad. Throat's holding up nicely with a fresh cup of coffee. Soothing my vocal cords. So I mentioned about an hour ago on the show that I am looking to knock out 10 of the 50 things that I haven't done yet off my list. One of those things is my debut comedy stand-up set. And I'm going to use the help, hopefully, the help of the man sat to my left. But who is he?
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
No one person has managed to hear that and not laugh. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
It is class.
Hello, Mr. Stephen Watson from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you? You okay?
Not too bad. I'm good.
Yeah? Good? Yeah. Okay, good. Look, I know you're not a morning person, and I'm not going to dig you out about it and make you sound like you're sort of...
Thanks very much for that.
But all I'm saying is I'd like to thank you for your advanced apology. The Billericay
Hour. Well, I just thought to myself, well, chances are I'm going to be late. So I might as well apologise in advance. # Billericay Hour. We'll just do it. And we'll just say, look, chances are I'm going to be late. Your guys were there. So I thought, well, we'll just give you an advance warning it will happen. Yeah. Because if it's in the night time, I'm fine. In the morning, screwed.
Yeah, that's fine. Look, there's one thing we appreciate on this show, and it's absolute honesty. If something's not liked, we want honest opinion on it. If we like something, then we like honest opinion on that as well, of course. But we like straight up and honest. No dressing things up, okay? No kind of... Just straight to the point, and that's fine. I like it. Welcome back. You've been in a few times before, and you've come back in, and I'm hoping to have you on a regular basis to talk about, of course, the Laughing Pod, which is just down the road. Yeah. Over at Billericay, the Ivory Rooms in Billericay. And, exciting news, I know, this month, coming... is that we've got our very own Jules Batazzi performing on your lineup.
Yeah, that turned up literally by Billericay Hour. We were tweeting away and Jules messaged us and said, why don't we do something a little bit different and give me a shot?
Okay.
And I was thinking, councillor, doing comedy? Oh, I'm not sure. And then I thought, yeah, why not? Send me some stuff. And I sent it over. She sent it over and I thought, oh, wow.
She's actually pretty good. She's very clever.
She's coming down and hopefully half of Billericay's going to follow her.
I'm sure they will.
Well, I know already we are literally creeping to that sellout point. So it's not too far away.
Very nice. That is awesome news. That's awesome news. Who else is on the line? Because I understand we've had a little bit of a booking switch around. A switcheroo, as they call it in the industry.
Yeah, we did have a little switcheroo. We was originally going to have Steve Gribben, he's a musical comedian. He's absolutely brilliant. But we swapped him around and we got a star of Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, Ava Vidal.
Yep.
And she is phenomenal. I've booked her a couple of times in the past. And so on the 6th of April, it's a little bit like Girl Power Night, really. We've got a load of them.
I guess it kind of is. Are they going to gang up on the guys?
Possibly. If you think about it, we've got Jules, we've got Ava. So technically, we've got two-thirds of the Spice Girls already there.
We love you, really.
We only need a ginger one and a baby one, and we're done. And a sporty one as well, but I can dress one of the male comedians to be a sporty one.
Yeah, that's
one.
Fine.
It's
that's easy. That's easy.
Just get a tracksuit.
And we'll sort of wig out. That's
yeah.
That's easy,
well, maybe
it?
You could be it.
I could do. What I was going to say was that actually, it's a shame because there's no room in April's thing for me because otherwise, it would have been really convenient, to have been able to do it at the same time. Me and Jules develop a bit of banter, but it's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate that way.
Don't worry, we'll bring her back just for you for your little stand-up comedy experience.
My debut, definitely. Of course. No, look, again, on another thank you for that, because you're obviously very aware of my 50 things that I've not done, and there's quite a list of things, from carving a pumpkin to driving a tractor to skydiving to sending a message in a bottle and completing a Rubik's Cube, which was my last one completed. Did it on the show 2 weeks ago today. Nice. You can see the video online at the Phoenix FM website. And one of my things is, of course, to perform a stand-up set, a proper one, at a proper comedy night, my debut. And so I've been working away on bits and pieces, different bits of material, and I think I'm there. I think I'm there. I think I've got my set. All I need to do with you, of course, if it's all right,
is to get a date in.
So look, it's 1:30. We'll talk more about it in a minute. We'll get that on, but we'll talk about April's gig as well as May as well, because you've got some pretty big, big headliners coming up in the coming months.
We've got some decent ones creeping up in the next few months. So
you say decent ones creeping up. Jim Davidson is not just some sort of average comedian, is he?
Hey, you know.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly, brought to you by Northwood, the proper property people. For sales and lettings, call 01708 747507.
Don't worry about it. I'm not. Listen, out of the two of us, the one that's most worried about doing this comedy stand-up set is me. All right. Honestly.
Well, I don't know, because I actually got to run the club, and yeah, well, I'd like people to come
funny.
Back.
You're trying to say, oh, charming. Well, you ain't coming back in my studio, then you're coming
I start my own radio show.
Oh, will you now? Yeah. Oh, okay, right. Well, while me and him have a bit of fisticuffs this morning, we'll also go and have a rustle around Michelle's Facebook page and find her question of the day for you. That is Mr. Stephen Watson from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club. We're having giggles this morning on the show because, our very own Jules Batazzi will be performing for you in about 2.5 weeks' time on the 6th of April, Ivory Rooms in Billericay. And Mr. Stephen Watson's been very, very kind enough to offer me the opportunity to perform my debut stand-up comedy set, and we'll talk more about the date, and I'll try and get something in the diary today.
I think we need to lock it in.
I think we need to lock it in and get it done, because I work better to deadlines. If I'm not got a deadline, like 10 o'clock is my deadline to finish the show, and I've got like 6 seconds left to finish this link and play Stereophonics Dakota, so that's why I like working to deadlines, because it means I can do things like this. Gotta admit, when I woke up this morning, didn't envisage getting this sort of thing sorted, but wow, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
You know.
Yes, it is. Hello there. My name is Rob. It's Wednesday morning, the 19th of March. And I'm here on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, as I am one to do between Monday and Friday. I'm here till 10, and Michelle will be with you after that. And I'm joined this morning by a special guest and, I think a regular guest, and I'd like to say good friend.
Exactly.
Mr. Stephen Watson of the Laughing Pod Comedy Club. He runs a comedy club just down the road in Billericay, just to give you a quick overview of it all. Ivory Rooms in Billericay is where you host a comedy night once a month, first Sunday of every month. And from what we've been chatting about off air, you've got stuff booked in 2015 already.
Oh, we are going crazy at the moment. In about a month's time, you'll be able to book your Christmas party for 2015.
What?
Just in case you're that far in advance.
I don't
when
even
you're
know what I'm doing
stuff.
At 8 o'clock this morning.
Neither did I, to be fair. I kind of woke up and thought, what's going on today?
So that makes me think then that you've obviously got like your lineup sorted for the next maybe sort of 6 to 7 months.
Oh, we are done till Christmas for a definite.
So you've got all like your headliners and you've got most of your support acts, all of them?
It's all done. Well, there was a couple of little gaps.
There's a couple of gaps, which is helpful.
Oddly enough, gap on the 4th of May that I've kind of penciled down as radio presenter.
Okay.
I wonder who.
All right, well, let's cut to the chase then. As we like to do on this show, we like to be straight up front and honest about a lot of things. Mr. Stephen Watson, you've offered previously to this morning to give me my opportunity to debut as a stand-up comedian. Part of the 50 things that Rob hasn't done yet. It is, I don't actually know what number it is on the list. It's one of the numbers. It's further down.
I would hope it's in the top 10.
Oh, no, it's in alphabetical order. Because it's perform a stand-up set. It comes under P, so it's about 20 something.
Well, then again, comedy begins with a C.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. So it depends how you look at it. But look, I've got a stand-up set that I need to perform at the comedy night as part of the 50 things that I've never done. And the gist of this whole thing is that I'm trying to get lots of local people doing lots of local work and running local businesses to help me to do these things. But in return, hopefully I can give something back. And hopefully with this, of course, I can fill a small space on your lineup. Hopefully I can give a few people some extra laughs. And, we can talk more about the gigs that you've got coming up. So you're saying the 4th of March.
4th of May, we're going to lock it down. We're going to lock it down. Because you did say to me,
I need a deadline.
The 1st of June or the 27th of July, you would actually
poo to myself.
Poo yourself. So I was trying to think of the right words, yeah, thinking we're on radio.
Yeah.
Oh God, what do I say?
I think it would be excused to saying that, yes, if I was to perform alongside someone like Jim Davidson or Andrew Lawrence, two people who I find personally very, very funny, I look up to them as performers. I'd probably just freeze.
So we're gonna bed you in gently.
Okay.
It's still a brilliant lineup, but we're gonna bed you in a little gently.
All right. So May 4th.
Yeah, May 4th.
Laughing Pod Comedy Club.
Yeah, down at the Ivory Rooms.
Sunday evening. At the Ivory Rooms in Billericay.
Kickoff is at 7 o'clock.
Who's performing that
well,
night?
Well, we've actually got Jerry Kay is going to headline.
Excellent.
We've got a guy called Spencer Brown that has been on everything from Comedy Central to The World Stands Up, loads of different shows.
Yep.
Your host of the evening is a guy called Tez Ilyas. Tez Ilyas was in the final of BBC's New Act of the Year.
Okay.
And we've also got people like Dane Baptiste, a guy called Jason Simmons that comes on with a guitar and sings just really sort of quirky, funny songs.
Excellent.
And at the end of it, gets everybody to sing Queen. and it's just a random one because everybody at the end will know the words of the song, and you get one big room of blasting out Queen.
Just singing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it's great. Or we throw a spanner in the works and does a bit of Elvis, and people are like,
oh, where's that come from? Yeah. That sounds amazing.
But yeah, you are on there now. So oh, I'm man. About to pencil you in onto the website, so you're there. I've got the yeah. iPad in front of me, so
excellent.
I just need to tap it in.
All right.
And you are locked down to do your comedy set.
And on that then, if you lock it down today, I will change the blog on Phoenix FM website that number 25 on my list of 50 things I've never done before, perform a stand-up set. It will be locked in.
It's locked down. We've signed it.
It's in.
It's happening.
It's in the diary, ladies and gentlemen. So I think if it's all right with you, I'd like to maybe do a little bit of practice and maybe get a gauge on how funny you think I am.
Surprise me.
I quite like to try and make it lighthearted and entertaining here on the show in the mornings. But there's a little segment of the show that I like to do called Rob's Rubbish Joke of the Day. On which side does a chicken have the most feathers? On the outside.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly.
Right, so Michelle will be with you in just under 10 minutes. I've got time to squeeze in the Arctic Monkeys and a bit more chat with Mr. Stephen Watson. Question for you. What stupid thing have you done recently? Have you done one sort of stupid thing where you think something you can talk about on the radio, obviously? Anything that you've done, you've gone, oh, that was so. And you look back and you think, oh, that was stupid. Oh, that was really stupid. Like, for me, for example, I remember there was a time when I was being a little experimental with some electronics at uni, and I tested a soldering iron on my tongue.
I can't say I've ever done that, to be fair.
That's an honest story. God's honest truth. And you know when you do it and you instantly think, what the hell am I doing?
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
Good
that
job,
was
I'd
quite
only
embarrassing. Soho Theatre last week on Saturday. I was meant to go and see one of the comics who just signed Lynn Ruth Miller, who's like 80 years old. But shit, there's two rooms, and there was her doing her show, and then there was sort of like this Granny Burlesque show next door.
What?
But she's also a burlesque act as well, which is a little bit weird because you do want to see an 80-year-old doing burlesque. But not that there's anything wrong with that, but personally, it doesn't do anything for my eyes. But I walked in to the wrong room and I was literally in front of the stage where four of these old girls were pretty much getting their kegs off, and I was like, I'm in the wrong room. Whoops.
It's one of those moments where you try and get yourself out without drawing any
problem,
attention.
The problem is, my brain was saying move, but the rest of me was saying, what's going on here? And like, you were just sort of stuck in this sort of, you were stuck in this sort of, like, the body was just not really moving, but the brain was like, you've got to get out now.
Move.
And then there's that little person upstairs going, what's all this about?
Excellent. That's brilliant. Those are the moments we like. Those are the moments we like. So if you've got any moments where you think yourself, oh, that was stupid, Michelle wants to know them after 10 o'clock this morning. Listen, Mr. Stephen Watson, you've got lots of gigs coming up, lots of lineups already sorted. Do you want to run through a few of them for us? Because, you know, I want to try and use this time when you're in with us to kind of make sure people are aware of what's coming up at the Ivory Rooms in Billericay.
Yeah,
of course,
definitely.
There's other venues as well, but yeah, that's kind of our local, if you will.
Yeah, so the local one we've got, obviously, is the next night we've got Ava Vidal and we've got Jules.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amongst others coming down. We've also got, down in Southend, we've got a charity gig that we're doing with Westcliff High, which is Bring Your Own Booze Night.
Oh dear.
Which that can, oh, we dear. Don't know where that's going to go.
That's gonna
but
get
then
busy.
You've got things like, we're doing a night with Southend YMCA coming up on the 24th.
Nice.
That's down at the Clifton Fair. We've got people like Quincy, the Cockney Prince. We've got Christian Steele, which is, he's a really brilliant Geordie comedian.
Yeah.
He's been on something called I Spy with Stephen Fry on Channel 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we've got people like Mary Burke. But then down at the Ivory Rooms, we've got, like I say, we've got Ava Vidal in April. We've got Jerry Kay and yourself in May.
Yeah.
In June, we've got star of Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, Andrew Lawrence, which...
Yes, if you don't know who Andrew Lawrence is...
He's going to be... just off the chart.
He's gonna blow the roof off.
He is gonna smash he's just gonna smash the Ivory Rooms into a million bits.
He is very,
and then
very
if he doesn't do that and he doesn't smash it, we've got two shows in July. We've got we've got Mitch Benn and a whole host of other guys are coming down for that. And then probably one of our showcase nights of the year, 23rd of July, we've got a Celebrity Big Brother winner Jim Davidson coming down.
Nice.
So you can't really, you know,
you haven't got to go to London anymore to get these comedy nights.
And to be fair,
we
are the only club, we locked it in, and we are the only comedy club in Essex and near enough London as well. There's a couple just on the outskirts that have got Jim doing some things, but I know for a definite. In Essex, there is not another comedy club that's got Jim Davidson. And people would have seen him at the Palace Theatre and
the
Queens and things like that. But in the Ivory Rooms, it's going to be a lot more intimate. It's going to be a lot more closer.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see the...
It's faces, isn't it? It's faces.
Yeah. And sometimes when you're sitting at the Palace Theatre and if you think you're like 7 or 8 rows back and you can see him, but... This time, he's going to be lit.
You feel like you're actually in the conversation.
He could touch you. That's how close he is.
Well, obviously, in...
just like literally grabbing your hand. It's not like that, you know. We've been down that road before.
This is a radio cul-de-sac right here. But
yeah, oh, God, here we go. Let me get my shovel and dick.
Jim Davidson is a massive, massive title for you to have in July. Where can we find all this information and where can you book tickets?
Well, you can book tickets for any of the shows either going into the Ivory Rooms, which the tickets are actually, we're nearly sold out on the Jim Davidson tickets. So if you want them, you need to go and get your credit card and
get down there quickly.
Right now. You can go onto the website. We've got a brand new website that's been launched. It's still the same sort of website, it's still laughingpod.com, but it's just had a little bit of a lick of paint to it.
Nice.
Which it needs to sometimes. You need to freshen things up.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll stick all of these links. We might be handy.
Yeah.
Put them on the Phoenix FM website. We'll put them on the Breakfast Show blog page. We'll do a bit of a kind of roundup of all this stuff we've been talking about this morning. Stick the audio up online so you can listen again and all the details. We'll put links to all the separate gigs for you for the next few months.
Yeah,
they're
all on your website already. I think we've actually sent them out already.
Yeah,
so
no, they are, but we've put them on the Breakfast Show page.
You can go on a Twitter page, which is at Southend Comedy, or type in Laughing Pod and it still comes up.
Yep, nice.
We're even on Google Plus. Not that I know anyone that uses Google Plus.
How cool are you?
we are ice cold. We are actually sub-zero because we're on Google Plus. No one else in the world is on Google Plus apart from us.
We're just
messaging ourselves.
Mr. Stephen Watson, thank you very much for coming in this morning, sir.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you again soon. And
we will see you very shortly for your comedy...
debut.
Experience. Arabella's got some interstellar gator skin boots.